number one. This last week, we have shared scores of exciting moments with you. Which single moment would you most like to live again? And is there any moment which you would never like to repeat?
Well, I guess we all probably have a different idea on which would be the single most exciting moment of the flight. And maybe we'll just run through it one at a time. I guess the most impressive moment I can remember is standing up on Hadley Mountain, Hadley Delta, and looking back at the plane and seeing the limb and the rill and Mount Hadley and the whole big picture in one swoop. And I think we've got some pictures for you from up there, and I believe the TV was running at the same time, and I think that was probably the most impressive sight that I've ever seen. Yeah?
I guess I'd have to say sort of two events occurred which were exciting for different reasons, and I guess they were really kind of the highlights of the flight for me. One was right after LOI when we got our first look at the moon, and it was a fantastic, spectacular sight. And the other, I guess, was when DEI burned so beautifully, and right after PEI, that was an awfully good feeling.
Okay, well, I guess there were a great many new thrills for me, and the one that was most impressive, though, was the liftoff that began the flight, and I knew that I was going into space after a few years of waiting and training. And then as far as the event that I would not like to repeat again, it's probably the time when I fell down in front of the TV when we were deploying the rover.
Question number five for Al Warden. In lunar orbit, you too carried out geologic observations. For example, you reported cinder cones. Could you discuss this and other observations from 60 miles up?
Yes, the comment on the cinder cones was one of color, but we noticed, particularly on some of the lighted part of the backside, that many of the craters that we flew over were filled with what appeared to be lava. There seemed to be a great number of lava flows in the Mare areas, particularly Mare Imbrium. Mare Imbrium seems to be just a countless numbers of lava flows, which were all apparently very thin and very fluid. And you can see, you can just count numbers of full fronts covering Mare Imbrium. So we got, I think, quite a distinct impression of a great deal of volcanism around the moon. And in some particular isolated areas, such as the Littrow area, and such as areas like probably the Aristarchus Plateau, there's a great deal of volcanism and some cinder cones and certainly a lot of lava flows.
Question number seven. You described the lunar rover as a bucking bronco on the moon. Would you elaborate and assess the rover's performance and tell us what changes you recommend for the 1972 model?
Well, there were several times there when we were riding along where we'd hit a sizable bump, and you could see the wheels come off the ground and float through the air. And but Dave should comment more as far as the driving. And it was really like a bucking bronco. That's true, because I was strapped in. As you know, Dave had to strap me in because I had some trouble with my seatbelt. But I really did feel like I was on a bucking bronco. I think I might add that it's a very stable machine, but because of the 1/6 gravity, it tends to float. In the simulations we ran in Houston, we saw the same amplitude or the same degree of bouncing, but a different damping. In other words, the vehicle would come off the ground, or one wheel normally would come off the ground. It would take it somewhat longer to return to the ground than in 1G. And I think it's just a matter of becoming accustomed to the driving. It's a very stable vehicle. The suspension system is excellent. We had to make some rather sharp avoidance turns periodically. And in these turns, we can tell the vehicle was quite stable, no tendency to turn over whatsoever. I think the only recommendation we'd really have would be to come up with a new idea on a seatbelt type arrangement, and we've discussed that also. I think we have some suggestions we can make when we get back to ensure that you can have both crewmen securely in their seats in a short period of time. Other than that, I think the vehicle is about as optimal as you can build.